William Blake, the mystical visionary, 1757 to 1827. William Blake first saw visions of God and angels as a child, which set him off as an odd bird throughout his life. He went to art school when he was 10. At 12, he began to write poetry, and at 14, he was apprenticed to an engraver. A homeschooled youngster who would later study at the Royal Academy, Blake never became a part of the artist and literati in-crowd. He had more in common with fellow nonconformists such as Thomas Paine and Mary Wollstonecraft than with literary peers such as Coleridge. Blake worked throughout his life as an engraver, illustrator, and printmaker in order to support himself and his wife, whom he taught to read and write and make prints. As an engraver, he had the skills and tools to print his own poetry, and as an artist, he was inspired to invent a visual style for his work that became his signature, something similar to the illuminated manuscripts created by monks centuries earlier. He also illustrated or finished many pieces by his own hand in watercolors. Blake's industriousness was notorious. He was constantly working, getting up in the middle of the night to write and then lighting the fire for breakfast before his wife was awake. Commissioned to illustrate Dante's The Divine Comedy, Blake taught himself Italian at the age of 63 so he could fully appreciate the work. An 18th-century radical and revolutionary and a true individualist, Blake heralded creativity and imagination over the tides of reason and rationalism that prevailed at the time. He was thought of as a genius, if a bit of a madman, by contemporaries such as Coleridge, Charles Lamb, and Robert Southey. He died in 1827, singing about what he saw in heaven.